somewhere there was a lack of communication for this to happen and for this to blow up the way it did in the community.
The old trees were hacked down because they were either diseased, interfering with overhead lines and awnings, or tearing through sidewalks. They'll be replaced with a combination of crepe myrtles and olive trees. But Tampa City Council member Lisa Monteleone said the study that was done to determine which trees stayed and which got the axe wasn't diligent enough.
So out of all of those, I think there were 10 or 12 that those reports either indicated absolutely nothing. There was no tree species ticked off and no tree condition, no notes of any kind. And just a photograph attached. And when I look at the photograph attached, the trees look pretty good. I mean, there's a, you know, three or four picked trees in every photograph, so some of them, you know, there might be one that needs to be coming out.
Monteleone also contended that the trees that used to line the streets of Ybor weren't properly maintained. If they had been, they might not have needed to be replaced. The entire project includes 31 olive trees and more than 70 crepe myrtles, which are in heavy bloom during the spring.
So if we never maintained the trees that were in Ybor City to start with, how are we going to put in crepe myrtles that are hugely in need of maintenance every single season?
The project in Ybor City will cost Tampa a little over $100,000 from the Tree Trust Fund. The trees were removed quickly to save money, but Monteleone said it would have been better to replace the trees slowly, even if it increased cost.
Part of the charm of Ybor City is the historical character of the city. I mean, that's of the area, and that's because it's evolved over time. So maintaining some of the trees and removing the ones that really needed to be removed would reflect that character. You'd have old established trees that are big and you know, full, and then you'd have young trees that, you know, are just coming up. So you would have that mixture of what makes Ybor City so charming.